what I call living a lie.
Hello, this is Mr. Petey Pete, and you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 and WGXC.org, streaming all over the world.
Turn out on Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the WGXC Catskill Studio to learn about Wave Farms WGXC, tour the studio, record a station ID or PSA, or pick up a sticker. The WGXC Catskill Studio is located at 393 Main Street in Catskill. Come on by for a visit and see how you can get involved in your local community radio station.
The Catskill Food Pantry is located in the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Episcopal Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. The pantry is open to the public every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m. Healthy food is a right. For more information, please feel welcome to visit the pantry, call us at 551-299-2456, check the website at catskillfoodpantry.org, or connect with us on Facebook at Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Emily Chimides of Hudson, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
You are tuned into a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Now to absorb some local color through the magic of AM radio.
The Book of Revelations tells us to watch for the seven signs of evil.
Sign of evil number 4.
Continuing our sign of evil countdown, here's Vanessa Williams.
This is Bill McKibben from 350.org, and you're listening to WGXC. That's 90.7 on your FM dial, Acre, putting the community back in radio.
If you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all? And if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like you've been here before? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? How am I gonna be an optimist about this? We were caught up and lost in all of our vices. Tumbling down in the city that we love. Great clouds roll over the hills, bringing darkness from above. But if you close your eyes, does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
close your eyes? Does it almost feel like nothing changed at all?
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if you don't know what Clubhouse Radio is, it's where we talk about recovery, youth in the local community, and Greene and Columbia County. Now, I like to say Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, those are the big three, but if you're anywhere around there, or if you're anywhere where you're getting these radio waves, that means you're part of the community, and it is a pleasure to have you here today. It's a nice, chill vibe. I have a cold right now, so I'm not in tip-top shape, but I'm still nonetheless very happy to be here with you today. Some nice community posts I want to share, some interesting fun facts, and some would you rathers today. So I really hope you guys enjoy this show. We're gonna go into another song. We are going into Could Have Been Me by the Struts, and then we're gonna be back with that show. Hope you guys stick around, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Love and pain, wanna feel pride.
you live on 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I have a wonderful show for you guys today. We're going to start out with some community shout-outs, because here in Wave Farm, that's our whole thing. We love the community. We like to think the community loves us. We got that mutual thing going. And without the community, we wouldn't be possible. So I'm going to start with the Catskill Food Pantry. That's open every Friday from 1 to 4 p.m., which does mean, unfortunately, it is too late to head there today. But mark your calendars for next Friday, because there's always a nice bunch of good stuff in there. It's free. Just got to provide some information. And that is located at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church, 50 William Street in Catskill. One more time. That's every Friday, 1 to 4 p.m., at the Parish Hall of St. Luke's Church at 50 William Street in Catskill. We also got this. So CGAC, we love CGAC here, Columbia Green Addiction Coalition. We've done a few things with them. They're a super great organization. And they're looking for a focus group. And you get a prize for this. So it's a no-brainer. You get to share your opinions. That's already fun. Maybe that's just me as an introvert talking. But you get money for it too. That's the game changer right there. I'm feeling like Mr. Krabs over here talking about money, money, money. But let's be honest. Who doesn't love free money? So this is the poster. It says, "We need you. Real talk. Real people. Real change. We're looking for people who have used drugs to participate in a confidential and meaningful focus group aimed at understanding how stigma and community factors influenced your lived experiences. Your voice matters." This is 4 to 5:30 p.m., Monday, August 25th, 2025, at Greene County. It says rides are available. So to go about contacting them to be a part of this, you can either email Claire at clairec@c-gac.org, or you can hit up 518-303-3665. One more time, that is Claire, C, C-L-A-I-R-E-C, at c-gac.org, or 518-303-3665. So yeah, that one's pretty cool too. There's also Friday Nights in the Park. This has happened and then a little bit further away, but if you guys can make it, it seems like a great time, so I figured why not shout this out. Some of you guys might be over closer to there too. Friday Nights at the Park at Shodak Island State Park. I might be pronouncing that a little bit wrong, but you still know what I'm talking about. So this takes place at Shodak Island State Park, and it's every Friday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. They have food there, and it seems like a nice chill time. It's the fire company that's doing this. So yeah, they have live music, amazing food, beautiful scenery, and a playground area at the park. So if you're around there or want to take a nice little quick travel, feel free to stop on by and enjoy yourself. And then there's going to be a performance happening later today at Subversive Brewery, 96 West Bridge Street in Catskill. That's happening from 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So yeah, now that we got community shoutouts out of the way, we're going to do Word of the Day, and then we're going to go into another song, because I'm sure you guys are tired of hearing me yap for a little bit. And I do have a cold right now. My voice could use a little bit of a rest. Thank you guys for sticking with me. I hope you've all had an amazing time so far. So let's do this Word of the Day. I get my words of the day from the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows. It was written by an author named John Koenig, and he came up with all of these words. Not me. I don't take any ownership of it, but I love them nonetheless, so that's why I'm going to share them with you. This one is called Addleworth. It's an adjective. Unable to settle the question of whether you're doing okay in life, feeling torn between conflicting value systems and movable goalposts, which makes you long for someone to come along and score your progress in discrete and measurable units, points, dollars, friends, followers, or at least a grade point average, which may not clear up where you're going, but would at least reassure you that you're one step closer to getting there. From addled, muddled, and unclear in worth. So, hope you guys enjoyed the word of the day, addleworth. Now, we're going to go into some more music. We're going to go into Coffee by B. Badouvi. I always have trouble saying that name. I actually nailed it this time. So let's go. Very beautiful song. I've been obsessed with it lately. Hopefully you guys like it too. We're going to play into this and we're going to be right back.
This body is yours and mine.
everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live at 98.7 FM, WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and if I sound a bit different, I did come down with a little bit of a cold, but I'm living, I'm still breathing, which means today, I still have a wonderful show planned for you guys. I hope you've all had a good day so far, and it looks like we have a special guest. I'm going to be right back. Just vibe to the music. Literally 5 seconds. Watch. Time me. Count down. 5. See, guys, I told you. Less than 5 seconds. And I am joined with... this one? Yeah.
DJ Rizzler.
DJ Rizzler is in the house. And I'm going to have him tell you about what he just got back doing.
We were just fishing. I caught at least 4 little sunnies. And my brother caught 1 little sunny. We went for an hour. We stayed from 5 to 6, and we had a lot of fun.
Nice. I'm glad you had a good time. Today, I was just telling the audience that I hope they're having a good day. And, yeah, that's pretty much where we left off at. So far, we read some nice community posts, which DJ Rizzler actually helped me pick. So now I think it's a good time to go into the Would You Rathers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Would you guys rather have to walk on all 4s wherever you go, or have to hop on 1 foot wherever you went? That's tough.
Oh, yeah. Probably hop on 1 foot, because it would look embarrassing when you're walking on all 4s.
I feel like you'd look embarrassing hopping on 1 foot, too.
I mean, I did that in school. I broke my leg in 3rd grade.
I feel like, which one do you think you could be faster at?
Hopping on 1 leg.
All right, I think that's what I'm going to go with then, too. It seems that 59% of people agree, so it was pretty evenly split, around 40-60. Huh. Honestly, both sounds pretty bad, not gonna lie. Wanna read this one?
Sure. Always have to travel by train, or always have to travel by bus? Ooh. I think a train would be more fun, more adventure.
That's true, but what if you gotta go somewhere in town that a train won't take you to?
Yeah, but what happens if it's... it never said what train.
That's true.
Could be taking you places.
Don't do this. I do not advise this at all. But something on my bucket list is to hop on a train.
Oh, my God.
See where it goes. Don't do that. It's super dangerous. But...
I know an adult that tried that.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, he almost got it. He touched it, but then he burnt his finger on the metal.
Ooh. See, exactly why you don't want to do that, guys. So, I think we agree that it's better to travel on a train.
Yeah.
Better atmosphere, better vibe.
Plus, it's able to go faster.
That's true. And 62% of people agree. We've gotten this one before.
Yeah.
It's wild. Huh. Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, this is pretty scary. I wouldn't know either. Rather have your parachute fail while skydiving,
oh my God,
or have an engine failure while flying a helicopter? I'm gonna say engine failure, because if you got a parachute, then
they always have parachutes on helicopters just in case, because engine failures have been happening a lot lately.
So I think we concur on that one. And 63% of people seem to have the same train of thought, the same direction as us. Speaking of trains of thought and engines and all that type of stuff, we picked out some fun facts earlier today, because we were talking about space and rockets. So we wanted to do some space and rocket fun facts. So without further ado, here's some interesting fun facts about space. There was actually a wedding in space. On August 10th, 2003, there was a Russian cosmonaut, and I'm going to butcher his name, so I apologize. Yuri Melenchenko.
We're having somebody else.
I'm so sorry, I'm going to say his name once again for those of you who couldn't tell what I was saying. Yuri Melenchenko married his fiance, Ekaterina. Everybody had such weird names back then. No diss, no shade thrown to these names, but as a Gen Z, I just have not seen these before. But yeah, they got married while abroad the International Space Station, making it the first ever wedding conducted from space. So that's pretty interesting. I did not know that. Imagine being married in space. That's out of this world. Alright. I'll see the exit myself. Because, much like the audiences now, space is completely silent. Unlike Earth, space is a vacuum with no atmosphere, meaning sound waves cannot travel. This silence is why we use radios for communication in space between astronauts, for example. What do you think about that, DJ Ristler? Right? Another fun fact. On certain space things, due to a lack of gravity or lessened gravity, things will just kind of float in the air. You've probably seen clips of it. And sometimes returning astronauts that were once in space get used to it, so they'll just kind of let things go in the air and then turn around thinking it's up there and it fell to the ground. There's actually videos of them doing it. Would you like to read this one for me, DJ Bristler?
Footprints on the moon last forever. The moon lacks atmosphere and weather, so the footprints left by Apollo astronauts could remain unchanged for millions of years.
That's super fascinating, too. Yes. So think, on the moon, all the footprints that were made there, there's no wind up there, there's no rain, so what's going to make it go away? Nothing. It's just going to sit up there, unless, you know, further on, humans decide to do something with it and they end up covering them. But as long as we don't mess with them, they're staying there forever. Mm-hmm. Or they get hit by a meteor. That's always likely, because space is pretty wacky. Meteors tend to hit things. But yeah, Mars days are similar to Earth's. I bet you didn't know that. A day on Mars, known as a sol, is approximately 24 hours and 39 minutes. And that's pretty close to Earth. Just about a half an hour longer.
39 minutes longer.
It is known as a sol. And sol means sun, I'm pretty sure. Let's fact check that. Sol meaning. Sol has multiple meanings, including the name of the sun in Latin. So yeah, I wonder why that's the name of a day on Mars. That's probably related, I feel.
Related, definitely, probably.
Yeah. So we're going to do, let's go back into a few more Would You Rathers. We are joined by a spectating DJ as well. So yeah, we might hear him chime up, give his opinion, if he feels comfortable. If not, no worries at all. So, going back on these questions, these wacky questions, we're at, would you rather give up your smartphone for a year or give up on eating takeout for a year?
Oh my god. Well, I don't have a smartphone or nothing right now.
You know, with a smartphone, the first few days without... The first few days with being without a smartphone kind of sucks. But from there, it's uphill. You kind of get used to it. And not having one, you're better off not having one, to be honest with you. Maybe like a flip phone just so you can contact people. But I know a lot of people who are addicted to their phones. And I am one of them, personally. But that being said, I also love takeout. Big shout out to Chef Richie's. They're not sponsoring me or anything. They just got some good food. So for me, I'm going to have to give up my smartphone. What about you? Yeah?
Smartphone.
I had a feeling we would be in the minority here. But we were.
60% of people would rather give takeout up than their smartphone.
That's crazy.
I love takeout. I love me a good cheeseburger. And I could make one of my own, but nothing beats a burger from Chef Richie's. It's a restaurant in Hudson. Big shout out to them.
Lightened up. His name is DJ CJ. DJ JC
has joined the building. Let's see if he's got any hot takes today. So, I'm both right now. This is awesome. Would you like to read it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, no worries. Would you rather always be tired but never get sick, or always be sick but never get tired?
Always be tired, but actually, always be sick but not tired.
I'm always being tired, personally. I got a cold right now, and it is not fun. I'm bearing through
actually,
it.
Yeah, I would always be tired, but not sick. I would probably always be sick, but not tired, because I would have to go to school then. Yeah!
He is thinking of the life hacks here.
Yeah, I know.
School is important. But being perpetually sick, that also sounds important. So I see what you're coming from. Where you're coming from.
Yeah, because sometimes sickness kind of helps you.
You know, out of any days to be sick, the best days to get sick are a rainy day when you got to do nothing but stay inside anyway.
I love this one. Be able to change the smell of anything at will, or be able to change the taste of any food at will. I know mine.
I'm thinking smell. What about you guys?
I think I would choose taste.
What happens if your mama is cooking us some green beans and green bean casserole and you hate it and she puts in like something that you hate and it's like disgusting and you could just change that to taste like ice cream?
That's actually a very fair point. Think of how eating or think of how easy eating healthy would be from that.
Yeah, it would be so easy.
You could have the most healthy meal. You could eat steak and rice, or eat chicken and rice and beans, and make it taste like a 5-course meal with a cheeseburger and fries.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are onto something here. I'm going to have to change my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I see where your train of thought came from.
74% people agree.
So, I hope you guys are enjoying this Would You Rather. We're going to take a little bit of a song break, and then we're going to come back and do some more before going into some nice fun facts and maybe some inspirational quotes. I hope you guys have been enjoying so far. Without further ado, we'll be right back.
You're my best friend. I have your kid. I kill for you. I could go on and on like this. I love your teeth. I love your laugh. It could cure disease. I could go on and on like that. Someone stop me. I'll go on and on and on.
On and on and on.
On and on and on. On and on and on. Someone stop.
we're supposed to be. I hope that you're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me sober up? All the big kids, they got drunk, and I wanna feel something again. Won't you help me feel something again? How's it going again? Goodbye. I said to my bestest buds, we said that we keep in touch, and we did our best. All my new friends, we smile at party time, but soon we forget to smile at anything else. Won't you help me sober up? Growing up, it made me numb. You're missing me, 'cause it makes me feel young. Hello, hello, last time that I saw your face was recess in second grade, and it made me feel young. And I wanna feel something again. I just wanna feel something again. How's it going? Won't you help me sober up?
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola, and I am joined with
DJ Rizzler
and
DJ JC.
And today, from request of my fellow DJs, we're gonna do some more Would You Rather.
And DJ JC is reading three of them.
No, only one.
Only one. Okay. Hey, better than nothing. I'm glad to hear a new voice on radio. I love having guests.
I'll read this one. Ability to pause time only once per day, or ability to become invisible last an entire day only once a week.
Ooh, that's a tricky one.
Ability to pause time. Because during school time? Oh my god, test?
How long could you pause time for? Is there a limit? Or you could pause it once for as long as you want?
It doesn't say a limit.
Yeah, it doesn't say a limit. It just has to be once per day, so you could pause it all day. But if you pause time, though, You do pause time, but that it would the time would stay the same.
Guess what?
So you'd still have to do the quiz and stuff.
That's true.
But if we become invisible, then nobody would say that you're there. So technically, if you skip school, you can't get in trouble. And it never said how much you can be invisible for all week.
That's true.
So now, I'd probably become invisible.
Invisible. I see the benefits to both here. Being invisible would be pretty cool. But pausing time, you could get so much stuff done.
I know. But also more recess.
More recess. But you are going to be the only one unfrozen in time.
And you can mess with the other people, like put their fingers up their nose, like give them a wedgie, hang them up on a locker. Like, I'm going into sixth grade, so there's a lot of stuff that I could do to them.
If you pause time, too, if you, like, need to get away from something and you need to, like, calm down, it's also a good time to, like, calm down, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I can be my own counselor.
Think, if you pause time, you have a whole period of time to do whatever you want. You could literally start your morning, eat the best breakfast, get an amazing workout in, play video games.
If you pause them, and maybe your bully's trying to beat you up or something, like, 1-2-1-2.
Now, we do not condone violence at Clubhouse Radio. But
that's just a theory.
But if you could pause time.
That's a phenomenon. Yeah.
A phenomenon, indeed. So I think we have a consensus here, but so does the internet. 73% of people would rather pause time.
I'll read this one.
I'll read one more. All
right.
Have your dream car, but you can't use it, or have a bad car with infinite gasoline.
I'd probably choose to have the bad car because it never said it can't move, and it has infinite gasoline.
That's
and it
true.
Never said it never said how fast it was.
Yeah, true. So, and you, it never said, like, it can't be your dream car either, too. So, you could still have your dream car in a bed. And it never said it can't move or have gasoline.
Now,
or not have
you got to think outside the box here. The first thought that popped into my mind was, if you have your dream car, you can't use it, you can sell it, you can make some money. But then...
But you have to keep it for a little longer just to make it more valuable.
Something even better hit me. If you have a car with infinite gasoline, you could sell the gasoline and never run out.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True. And then you could become rich off of
Yeah. I think we know our decision.
And then you could buy your dream car. Boom.
And it can also move.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Ooh, 83% to 17. Of people agree with us.
Oh, look my God.
That, folks, look at that. Ooh.
Go without.
Now, I already know some people who do both of these.
I guess I am good to read three. Go without shampoo for the rest of your life, or go without a comb/brush for the rest of your life. I think a comb or a brush, because then if you can't use shampoo, then your hair would, like, or it would smell bad.
I knew it. He read three. I'm a fortune teller.
I think I could live off of using just soap and conditioner. I think if I replace my regular shampoo I use, just use regular soap, I'll be fine. I need to brush my hair. It gets tangled so quick.
But you would comb that hair, but that hair would be dirty, and you don't want to go out in public with dirty hair. And it just because it looks nice doesn't mean it's going to smell nice, and it could just mess it up.
I thought of something a little messed up.
But if you use like your body like soap for your hair, it would still smell good. And you can use a comb and brush for the rest of your life, too. So you would smell good, and you would be able to brush your hair and stuff.
You can
get what I'm saying?
Indeed. And I want to give a shout-out to all the people that are excluded by this question. Shout-out to all my bald people. We love them. I felt a little bad because this
That's messed up.
They're already kind of living this world.
I mean, you could still use shampoo when you're bald to make your head smell good.
Shiny.
Yeah.
All right. So what is your guys' answer? I'm going to leave this one up to you.
Go without a comb brush for the rest of your life.
I think if you use if you do the shampoo, then you would be able to brush your hair and stuff, too.
Right? And it's a tricky one.
Yeah, like this, your body soap could make your hair smell good, too. Because if you don't have that, technically it's like it's made with like almost the same vitamins, but like a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my lord!
Yeah, I see what we're saying here. And the results are 34% of people want to give up the shampoo for the rest of their life, and 66% of people didn't care for the combs or brushes. So we're going to do a few more before going back into another quick song break.
We got another DJ.
Another DJ wants to join us? Oh, okay, I see what you're talking about.
We got DJ Jessica.
DJ Jessica and the building.
But she wants to be called Jess.
DJ Jess is here. DJ Jess, unfortunately, cannot talk because they are a Cornhusk doll. Shout out to Cornhusk dolls, by the way. We made them today at Clubhouse. DJ Corn is some crazy word.
DJ Corny.
Ooh. Would you rather have complete control over your emotional state or have the ability to heal any physical ailment in your body? I'm picking the ability to instantly heal.
What's up, y'all? It's me, Jessica.
Oh my god. I'm gonna have the
ability to instantly heal any physical alignment in your body.
I concur. I agree with that.
I mean, I wouldn't honestly pick the emotional state because if you want to, like, have a good day but you're sad or mad or, like, have, like, no, like a bad emotion, you want to have a good emotion for the day, I would pick the emotional state. But I get, like, what you guys are saying about, like, to heal any physical alignment in your body, because it's good to, like, heal that, because then you get to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also, like, help your emotional stuff, like, if you want to have, like, a good day.
Yeah, for sure. I see what you're saying.
And me, I would agree with Noah and DJ Jess.
See, I definitely see the benefits of both. Being able to just be happy on a messy day sounds super fun. But me personally, I'm gonna get a little bit deep with you all. And I know you guys are smart, so I get that you'll understand this. Think, if you could automatically be happy, then that would take a lot of fun out of life, because then you wouldn't have to work for anything. But be able to instantly heal yourself, would that make you immortal?
Yes.
Yes. Wait, yes. And then you would be able to, like...
Oh, yeah.
Because then it would, like, make you want to, like... And you, like, wouldn't have, like, all the, like, the emotions that you probably want. But you could probably fix them over the immortal life.
Yeah, if you're going to be immortal, you could study all the ancient monk techniques.
And you can even become, like, a, like, person that helps people fix their emotional state.
Exactly.
Is there consequences?
Going on. Doesn't say so.
Okay. Because you could heal yourself way too much, and then you could get consequences that mess with your body.
Mm-hmm. So, 75% of people would rather be able to instantly heal. And we're going to be back with more, of course, but we're going to take another song break. Now, this one's a funny song. I figured I played it because I'm joined with DJ Rizzler and DJ CJ or DJ JC.
Yeah.
Got it right. There we go. This song is Don't Wake the Ghost, and we're going to be right back. Ooh. Hopefully, you guys enjoy.
Stealing all the cheeseburgers, ghost. A little ghost, a tiny ghost. Stealing the newspapers. A little ghost, a tiny ghost. Titanic ghost, steal the newspaper.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 98.7 FM WGXC, Paycraft, Catskill, Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cole, joined with
DJ Jessica
and DJ Rizzler
and DJ JC.
I'm gonna read the last one.
Sounds good. And we're gonna do a different one because that one's just
make anything appear out of thin air. 5-hour cooldown. Hypnotize. Anyone within seeing distance for 12 hours. 30-hour cooldown. Me too. I gotta go with that.
You can make a huge block of gold.
Yeah. You can become rich. You can become rich, and every 5 hours, you can like spawn whatever you want, like a roller coaster.
And 70% of people.
Same here.
I see one I like.
Oh. Hey guys, it's Jessica. I'm a ranger squad.
The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with heart.
Want me to do that one? All right. The best preparation for tomorrow is doing your best today. H. Jackson Brown. Right below that one, it's a quote by Aristotle that I personally enjoy. It is in our darkest moments that we have to focus to see the world.
I like that one too.
Me too. I also am a big fan of this one by Buddha. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never deceases by being shared.
I think that one might be one of the best ones other than the dark one.
Yeah, there's a lot of good quotes by Buddha. All of these, amazing.
I think those two are the best out of probably all of them.
Yeah. These are all by Buddha now. And these ones are great. Holding on to anger is like grasping a hot coal with the intent of throwing it at someone else. You are the one who gets burned.
I really like that one.
I like a lot of these ones. Want to read this one for me? DJ.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past.